Mum As You Are is a place for self-compassionate reflection, to use what you have within you right now, as you are, perfectly imperfect, to find your way through motherhood. I'm Dr. Erin Bauer, clinical and perinatal psychologist, author of More Than a Healthy Baby, course creator, and mum of two. This is my second podcast. Welcome if you've followed me over from my birth trauma work. This current podcast offering is bite-sized, unfancy, and unplanned. A roadmap for finding your way back to self-compassion and how to replace numbing and escapism with true, meaningful fun. I talk about motherhood as an identity and an institution, perinatal mental health and patriarchy, parental burnout and numbing. The core message is to practice the question, I wonder. Instead of judging ourselves and engaging in comparisonitis, we simply ask ourselves, I wonder. I wonder. Welcome back to Mum As You Are. It's a nice short one today. It's something that I found can be summed up in one word. I appreciate conciseness, but also words that explain a range of emotional experiences that we all have. And I wish I had known about this word when I was writing my second book. It's capturing that feeling that somehow everything you do is wrong, every choice you make is wrong. I'll share a brief example here. Forgive me, it's very like white Western privilege is this like even worth complaining about, but it's an example I could come up with. So for years I have not bought my children those yogurt pouch things, you know, foil plastic lid. Absolutely shocking for the environment. Before one of my kids started school, I read some article about just how catastrophic those things are for the environment. So I stopped using them. And we switched to, you know, decanting yogurt into little containers. And that was going okay. It was fine for kindergarten. But I don't know what it is with schools lately. I don't want to divulge too much. But, like, what is this having 10 minutes for lunch? Like, that's not okay. How do we teach in mindfulness and giving kids yoga, but at the same time, like, you've got 10 minutes to eat your lunch? So anyway, it came to be that my kids were not having enough time to eat their food and getting stressed, and so I just went, all right, fine, we'll get those yogurt pouch things. You can put the lid back on, it doesn't go all over your lunchbox. You can put it in your pocket, right? No big deal. But again, it refers back to that sense of like, whatever, and this is just one example, I'm sure there's like thousands of them that happen during the day if you look for them, but that sense that like whatever choice I make, particularly as a parent, there's going to be something wrong with it. I'm making my life more convenient for my child, but I'm blowing the planet to smithereens. Like, you know, I can't stop it. Environmental anxiety is a real thing. It's not really the focus of this podcast, I suppose, but it is a thing. And I think as a parent, when you're trying to make choices that are about like safety and health and nutrition, and but you also care about the environment, and oh man, it just goes on and on and on. But this sense that no matter what I choose, it will be wrong. Maybe there's some relief to be found in that. So it turns out there is a word for it. The word is paro. Paro. It comes from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's a book. I don't know how I've never discovered this book before, but I've only just discovered it, and it has a bunch of words that have been invented, like all words. So it is made up words, but all words are made up, so it's neither here nor there. And it describes emotional experiences, relatable experiences that we all have that we didn't have language for yet. So I like this because for me it's like, I don't know, there's like a little section in my book, Social Media Detox for Mums, where I said like, there's so many tabs open in my brain. You know, what's the right choice here? Am I making the right choice? Am I doing the wrong thing? Constantly. And this, I don't like this narrative that plays out on the internet mostly, and other places too, that if you just tried a bit harder and you focused a bit more and you were a bit more conscious about things, then you could have the cake and eat it too. But then, as I said, like, don't eat the cake because, you know, sugar, white carbs, gluten right? Am I doing anything right? So if you found yourself feeling like this in this state of paro, no, you're not alone. It is impossible to go through the day and make sure that every choice is correct, that every choice is moral, every choice is valuable, every choice is the right thing. You will drive yourself to an early grave if you antagonize about every single decision. I may have talked about this in an earlier podcast episode. I can't remember which one, if I did at all, or if I just thought I would talk about it. I can't remember. But I think I've suggested somewhere before that if it's coming to things like health / environmental anxiety, whatever, and you're having a hard time with that overwhelming choice of like, what do I choose? It's all just going to be the wrong thing. It's all going to offend someone somehow. Just choose like 5 to 10 things in that category. So like with the environmental stuff, like you cannot get absolutely everything right, okay? But you might choose, you know, a few options that, all right, you'll use some eco-cleaning products and you'll not buy Ziploc bags. I don't know. Like just choose things that's manageable for you. And when things no longer work for your family, then I think that's okay to acknowledge too. It's really hard and I'm, you know, not alone in that. And that there was a time when I think worrying so much about the environment and the environmental impact, sometimes we don't think about it as broadly as we would like to. The example I can give you there is with like single-use plastic straws. Like, okay, we all have this sense of like, oh, you know, that's bad, we shouldn't do it. But there are people in our community who need single-use plastic straws because that is how they function. That is how they're able to eat and drink. And it's not for the rest of us able-bodied people to say, well, you should use metal, you should use glass, like choking hazards, right? All sorts of issues. So with things like that, I think when you can, be mindful to just be conscious of the big wide perspective and also bring it back to massive companies who arguably do more damage. I won't go off on a tangent there, but like that sense that you're doing everything wrong, we are but one person. Just do the best that you can. So I think if you want more about this PARO example, you'll see a link in the show notes. The author of this book this is how long this has been around, I had no idea. He had a Tumblr account and made a bunch of YouTube videos, and there's one for this word. It's particularly beautiful, I think, because I won't give away too much, but it's to understand this word and have that felt sense of what it's like to just know the choice that you make is right. This visual example really, really helps, so I'll put the link for that there. Don't drive yourself to distraction with never-ending choices. Like, give yourself a break. I'll talk to you next time.